Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, July 17th, 2012. Two nights now of very good rain in the Tucson area, depending on where you were. If you were in the airport vicinity last night, that was quite a rain. Home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We are also Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station with great reach here at the station. We live stream our show at buckmastershow.com and at kvoi.com, so we make that very easy for you, and we also make something else easy for you. If you miss the show, well, we post it to three websites. Very easy to find. My website, buckmastershow.com. If you go to tucsoncitizen.com, you will see the Buckmaster Show prominently displayed on their homepage, and TucsonSentinel.com also carrying our show. We are live during the noon hour each weekday. We'll get things rolling this Tuesday afternoon with Sam Wersinski. Mr. Wersinski is head of the Arizona Advocacy Network. 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman will join us in studio for the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. And Shelley came in to the studio a few minutes ago with a big smile on his face. I have to ask him how well the market is doing. The big smile, of course, usually coincides with the Dow Jones Industrial Average. 30 minutes past the hour, we'll introduce you to Vincent Hulk. Mr. Hulk is one of five Republican candidates hoping to win next month's primary for the opportunity to face off against longtime Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dupnik. Then we'll close out the show with our twice-monthly arts report. Linda Ray joins us from the Tucson Weekly. We encourage you to be part of the conversation. Call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. Or folks are submitting questions. It's very easy if you go to our Facebook page. That's Bill Buckmaster, parentheses, Buckmaster Show. Let's get things going now with the Arizona Advocacy Network, most recently known for their successful defending of Arizona's Clean Elections Act. Arizona Advocacy Network is staging the first of more than a dozen forums around the state here in Tucson tonight. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show, Sam Wersinski, former Democrat candidate for Arizona Secretary of State. Sam now heads up the Arizona Advocacy Network, which is a nonprofit, nonpartisan group that promotes accountability of officials through government of, by, and for the people. Sam, how are you today?
Bill, I'm doing terrific. It sounds like you've got a great show lined up, as always.
We do. I like to say, Sam, stick around 10, 15 minutes. If you don't like what you're hearing, come back. We've got another guest for you.
Well, I hope your listeners appreciate what we'll be doing in Tucson today at our forum.
Tell me about it, Sam.
Well, there's a great need around Arizona to educate voters on ballot measures. And so our focus of the forum today and those around the state is to educate voters on the 2012 ballot measures. There's some really important constitutional measures that the legislature, as well as through some citizen initiatives, that voters will be deciding on. And we want to let people know who supports, who opposes those, what the pros and cons are, and what the impact will be for ordinary Arizonans should they pass.
Well, there are two measures that are getting all the media attention, one being the open primary, the other is the permanent one-cent sales tax for education. Let's begin with the open primary, Sam. The League of Arizona Voters, perhaps you've heard this just today, along with some others, filed a lawsuit against that initiative to change Arizona's primary election system, claiming it is unconstitutionally broad and should be kept off the November ballot. What's your take on this?
Well, Arizona Advocacy Network and my board did submit opposition to the Secretary of State of the measure as well. We're not a part of that lawsuit, but while we agree with the authors of this proposition that Arizona's election system has room for reform, we feel it has some serious flaws. And I'll just, as an example, in the 2010 Attorney General race, both if you look at the Republican primary results and the Democratic primary results, the primary candidates had more than two times the number of votes cast in their primary than any of the Democratic candidates did. If that had been an open primary or a top two primary system, which is what this is, there would have only been Republicans offered in the general election. And then, you know, people will counter that by saying, well, if I had been able to vote for a Democratic candidate in the primary, I would have. Well, let's just jump to the general election then, where Republicans and independents could vote for that Democrat, and still the Democratic nominee failed to get enough votes to win, despite the media coverage of, you know, some of the legal problems Attorney General Tom Horn had previous to running for office.
Go ahead, Sam. I wanted to move on to the other measure that I was talking about. And, of course, this is being challenged in court this week, I think tomorrow in Maricopa County Court. That is the making the one-cent sales tax a dedicated source for education, making that one-cent sales tax permanent. Where does the Arizona Advocacy Network come down on that one?
We haven't taken a position on this one yet. My board is still discussing the remaining ballot measures. We have taken a position, though, on Prop 115, which is the judicial selection and merit selection. We feel that should this pass, it moves a merit selection system that really is a model used nationally for how to do it correctly. So here's some good news for Arizona. We've got a model merit selection system, how to choose judges in a very nonpartisan, non-political manner. And what Proposition 115 would do, it moves it to a much more partisan direction, and it gives more power to the governor and the legislature rather than trying to keep a balance of powers between all three branches of government.
Give me an overview of how many propositions are we likely to see on the ballot. Can you kind of summarize that for me?
Well, if the legal challenges for the one-cent sales tax for education, if they win that and are on the ballot, and the open government remains on the ballot, we'll have 10 ballot measures. So there's a lot for voters to be aware of, and that's why we're going around the state. We'll have at least one of these measures in every county. We'll be back to the Tucson-Pima County region for sure, with another one probably more towards the north of the county.
I don't think we gave the location of your forum today in Tucson. Can you give us the specifics?
Yeah, we'll be at Hotel Tucson. That's at 475 North Granada Ave. And, Bill, if your listeners go to our website, azadvocacy.org, they can see where, you know, they can see more information about the forum. We start with a 25-minute film called Priceless. It's a documentary film that exposes how big money uses campaign contributions to gain access to our tax dollars. And then, you know, they profit from it at the expense of job creation and other voter priorities. And then we'll move into the ballot measures and an update on clean elections.
You know, you were successful with the Arizona Advocacy Network and the plaintiffs. You made a national impact on the Arizona voter registration. We understand Tom Horn may be pursuing a double registration system in this state, one for federal elections and one for state-related elections.
It really is mind-boggling, Bill. You're absolutely right. Governor Brewer, Secretary of State Ken Bennett, who is the chief election official charged to protect our voting rights, and Attorney General Horn are seeking to go with a dual track, one that uses a state voter registration form that would still require documentary proof of citizenship, and then a use of the federal voter registration form, which was part of the Help America Vote Act that George W. Bush signed when he was president. This will just create confusion. It doesn't make anything easier for the citizens of Arizona who are eligible to register to vote. And we will oppose that if that were to move forward. But Judge Rosalind Silver in the Arizona Federal District Court is taking written arguments now on this. She may decide just based on the written arguments or may move forward with oral arguments in August.
Sam Wyrsinski is with us. Sam's the executive director of the Arizona Advocacy Network. We like this group. They give a lot of good information, and they're a wealth of knowledge for our Buckmaster Show listeners. Getting back to the ballot measures, you said it could be about 10. You mentioned Prop 115, which is the judicial selection, which is a model, you say, for the nation. Give us a few of the other ones that we should be thinking about, put in the back of our minds.
Well, there's Prop 114, which former Senator Russell Pierce promoted this one. It's tagged the Crime Victims Protection Act, when really it's a Stand Your Ground Act, something that we saw take place in Florida with the unfortunate killing of an African-American youth there. This, we believe, raises the level of acceptable violence in our society. That's something that voters should be aware of. We also have a couple of tax-related constitutional amendments. These would be tax breaks for businesses. These would limit the taxing authority of local school districts, other special taxing jurisdictions. It takes local control away from those. That's Prop 116 and 117. There's a permanent state land fund constitutional amendment on the distribution of voter education monies. There's one designed to help protect our military bases, as well as allow for land exchanges for environmental protection. And I believe the Sierra Club will be coming out with a statement on that. There are two on state sovereignty. One is a Representative Chester Crandall referred, and another is a citizens initiative called Checks and Balances. Both of them basically state bill that Arizona is going to claim sovereignty over federal lands, grazing lands and whatnot. So those are interesting.
Yeah, we're going to have to run, Sam, but we will have you back on again, and we really appreciate you keeping track of all these ballot measures, because it's very good information for all of us to know what is out there. Probably be a 10 on the ballot. Again, your website, Sam?
www.azadvocacy.org.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, have a great afternoon.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. A simple solution to foot and lower back problems could be a top-quality, custom-made foot orthotic created by Bob Novak. A certified pedorthist, Bob is the best in Southern Arizona in the creation of the right foot support that your body needs, and at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak a call, 795-2553, or visit him at Arizona Lemon Brace, Rosemont and 5th Street. Your feet will thank you every day.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with more than a dozen projects underway, including the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry, working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for bio development. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Well, there's nothing in the disclaimer that says that the host cannot endorse Shelley Fishman, which I do wholeheartedly. Not only is he a wonderful guy, he's incredibly knowledgeable. And Shelley, you are a guy who has really been bringing home the goods when it comes for your investors. You were doing some quick checks, and you've been doing pretty well, haven't you, the last
year?
Yeah,
we have, Bill. The accounts that I've been monitoring for some clients who had some, you know, half-year, midway-through questions have been doing remarkably well, and even better than I thought they were doing, and it surprised the heck out of me. This business of being defensive and taking a defensive posture in a volatile market has proved to be, now for the third or fourth year in a row, surprisingly effective.
Your philosophy is, in a nutshell,
take the fewest risks you can to meet the client's objective, reasonable objective for earnings.
And that has turned out to be very well. We can say it, can't we? It's about, what do you, for your average for your clients?
Well, I'd rather not.
Oh, not say, but okay.
Let's just say that
you beat the,
that I'm beating the projections that I have for the equity markets, which are about 6%. And right now, my clients are earning higher than that for the year.
But it does bring up the question about when someone sees a certified financial planner, hopefully, they do probably bring up the question about guarantees.
Yeah, great question, Bill. One of the things that people are very concerned about in this very volatile market is, can they continue to invest and sleep at night? You know, what kind of guarantees can I give them in an investment portfolio that would make them feel as comfortable as, say, putting their money at a credit union? And the answer is, those guarantees are available. Those kinds of guarantees are available. Just a quick primer on what happens. What do you sacrifice when you want higher returns? Well, there's only two things. I mean, the physics on this are pretty well known. You either have to increase your risk or lower your accessibility to the money. In other words, you become less liquid as a result of wanting higher returns. Those are the two things, higher risk and lower liquidity. So in return for higher risk, of course, you can get higher returns or lower returns. In return for sacrifice of liquidity, you can get guarantees. Now, what do I mean by sacrifice of liquidity? Well, one of the things you can do is buy a long-term bond. You can buy a treasury, a 30-year treasury that's going to pay you close to 3%.
Which is pretty good interest in this environment.
Now, it is somewhat liquid because you can sell it. The problem is, of course, you don't know what you'll be able to sell it for. You can buy other bonds that are paying 5 and 6%, but you risk the inability or the unwillingness of the market to pay for that bond what you paid for it. Okay, so that's one way to get a guarantee. If you invest in a AA or an A-plus rated company and the bond's got 5% stamped on it, guess what? You're going to get 2.5% every 6 months, equaling 5% a year for as long as you hold that bond, unless the bank calls it back or unless the issuer calls it back. Another way of getting guarantees is to do business with an insurance company. Now, an insurance company is going to invest your money over their portfolio, and hopefully they will make their rate of return, which typically is 10, 11, 12%, and they'll pay you 5 or 6% in return for giving them your money for a long period of time and accepting penalties if you take the money earlier.
How long?
Well, I've seen some as much as 15 years, Bill. I won't sell anything like that. I won't promote it to a client. You hear it on radio stations sometimes, guaranteed money or the safe money store, that kind of thing. You know, those are legitimate products, but they are tying up your money for a very, very long period of time.
So when we're looking at the guarantees, you've got two arrows. One arrow for the high return would be going up. That's the risk.
And then the
liquidity would be the arrow going down.
Going down or sideways, exactly.
Sideways.
And so that's the two things you have to discuss with the client when they say that I absolutely need more return than I can get at a bank, but I really feel that having guarantees is important. So, you know, the risk piece you probably put aside for a client like that. It's the liquidity piece that you discuss with that client. And if the client doesn't, let's say it's a 50-year-old client and it's an IRA account and you're going to tie up that money for 10 years, so what?
Talking with Shelley Fishman, this is the Buckmaster Show Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley is a certified financial planner, and it is important to have that designation. It does mean something. We've talked about it before, Shelley. It's kind of like, with a CPA kind of. It's like a starting point.
Yeah, it really is, Bill. What it means, number one, is there's a guaranteed level of education and continuing education as well. But most importantly, from my perspective, is it means that I have signed the contract when I, you know, joined up with the CPA board that says I have to put the client's best interests ahead of my own.
Yeah, I mentioned in our intro that you had the smile on your face. That is what I call the Shelley Fishman Smile Index Report. The market looked at, when I left to come down to the station a couple of hours ago, the market was flat as a pancake.
And then in the time it took to drive down here, it went up, you know, 90 points.
What happened? Somebody make some news?
Yeah, Bernanke made a statement. He was testifying in front of Congress, and he said, look, the economy is slower, probably slower than we'd like it to be, and as a result, we are keeping all of our options open in terms of doing more stimulus. Now, is there any news there? No. But did Bernanke say it? Yep. And so I think the markets reacted very well. I think there was also some good results it was either durable goods or consumer goods. Also, the housing market seems to be stabilizing. I heard today on the radio that, mm-hmm. that the Phoenix housing market is now taking off to the point that they can't find construction workers and contractors.
They'd all left town. A couple of years ago, they were gone, construction workers, but they are back
so,
in Phoenix.
So it looks like Arizona's coming back.
Shelley Fishman, where can folks get a hold of you, Shell?
795-7950.
And there is a welcome link to Shelley. Shelley. You're on the Buckmaster Show. It's buckmastershow.com. Just click on it. You'll link to Shell, and you'll get all the information about him and where to reach him. Thanks a lot, Shelley.
Have a great week, Bill.
Thank you.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities and insurance products offered through LPL Financial and its affiliates. Member FINRA. Pyramid Federal Credit Union is not a registered broker-dealer, nor is it affiliated with LP Financial.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Mitt Romney is seizing on a remark from President Obama as evidence that the Democrat favors a government-centered society. Mr. Obama told supporters in Virginia last week that entrepreneurs didn't build their businesses on their own. He cited government research that helped to create the Internet. Speaking today in Pittsburgh, Romney says the president's comment was startling and revealing. U.S. officials say they're close to signing a deal with Pakistan that would regulate the flow of NATO troop supplies in and out of Afghanistan. The suspect in the overnight shooting at a crowded bar in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, has now been taken into police custody. Police say the individual gave himself up earlier today. The Dow is up 64 points, the NASDAQ ahead 10. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're having foot or lower back pain, you're not alone. My foot doctor recommended custom foot orthotics created by Bob Novak. Bob is a certified pedorthist and best in Southern Arizona at creating just the right foot support at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak, the owner of Arizona Limb and Brace, a call at 795-2553 or visit Bob at Rosemont and 5th. I did, and my feet thank me every day.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, Cold Road Extension to Sabino Canyon Road, and Speedway from Camino Seco to Houghton. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Noble Hops Gastropub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable rugs looking like new with Arizona's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at East Fort Lowell and Dodge and say hello to owner-operator Amir Karimi. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. It's KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday afternoon, 12:34. This portion of our program is brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Just 3.5 hours east of Tucson, you can hike along the Continental Divide Trail, which is so beautiful right now after the rains. Go birding along the Gila River, fish at Lake Roberts. They have the historic Pinos Altos, or check out the world-class collection of Mimbres pottery at Western New Mexico University in historic Silver City. Plenty of great places to stay, including Faywood Hot Springs Resort. Find out more at Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Go to southwestnewmexico.org. We welcome now to the Buckmaster Show, Vincent Hulk. Mr. Hulk is one of 5 Republican candidates hoping to win next month's primary to face off against longtime Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dupnik. Vincent, good to see you. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
Tell me about why you decided to run for sheriff.
Well, really, it was public sentiment, what was going on after the Gabrielle Giffords shooting, and I think that's what made me step in. I believe I can provide the community with the leadership that they lost confidence in their sheriff.
Was it the remarks that the sheriff made the night of the Giffords shooting that started the wheels turning for you?
Yeah, I'm absolutely positive that it was the remarks that did that. But we have to also remember that back in April, the sheriff, SB 1070, came to light. And that was the beginning of what was going on as far as the sheriff stating that he would not enforce SB 1070 when we have real issues going on in our community. And I'm not just going to say it's the immigration issues. It's the crime that comes with that issue. It's just flooding our community.
Tell us a bit about your background. And your last name is spelled H-O-L-C-K, pronounced like the Hulk.
It's pronounced like the Hulk. It's the easiest way to pronounce it.
Yeah. It's Danish?
It's a Danish name.
Huh.
Yes. Yeah. I'm Hawaiian, but I have a Danish last name.
That's another story.
Another story.
So your background in law enforcement.
I have 20 years with the Tucson Police Department, primarily in patrol, community policing, and then assigned to the training division for 6 years, a member of the SWAT team, an entry team member and instructor, an entry tactics instructor, and automatic weapons instructor.
And you also have quite a few years with the Arizona Air Guard.
The Arizona Air National Guard, right here in Tucson, the 162nd Fighter Wing. I joined the Arizona Air National Guard in my senior year in high school, and that was intended to be my career. I didn't expect to stay for 36 years, but I did. My last 14 years, I was promoted to a Chief Master Sergeant, and I ran several base support operations for that unit. My primary mission was to run operations in a contingency situation such as the war that's going on right now.
Let's talk about why you believe you're the best qualified of the 5 candidates.
Well, when we look at the sheriff's department and what is missing, and it has been missing for quite a while, I would say about the last 10 years, 10, 12 years, is the leadership of that department. The sheriff is not visible to the public anymore. He has, over time, kind of taking a remote stance with the community. But also what's important is he is missing within his own department. There are some men and women on the Pima County Sheriff's Department who have met him maybe once or twice, and they've been there several years. And this is the thing that is lacking. He has become an administrator that has been hidden from view. There's a big difference that I would bring to the Sheriff's Department. Administrators look at organizations and they see bureaus, they see budgets, they see paperwork, they see desks, they see capital improvements. A leader looks at people. People are what runs that department, and this is the biggest difference that you'll see. I will be involved with the men and women of the Pima County Sheriff's Department. And let's not really forget one of the largest units on that department, and that is the Corrections Bureau.
Yeah, the jail's huge.
Those men and women work hard.
That's a huge component that people don't really realize when they think of the Sheriff's Department. They think of people in a patrol car, but they don't realize that the responsibility for housing inmates in Pima County is the Sheriff's Department.
True, and they don't realize how much work those people do. As a Tucson police officer, I bring a hostile prisoner to that jail, and then these folks have to deal with them. I can get back into my patrol car,
yeah,
and I can
go back
to
you've turned
work.
Over the goods, so to speak. Your mission is over once the prisoner is delivered to the jail, but their duties are just beginning.
Yes, and you know, I appreciated them then, and I appreciate the work they do now, and they're the forgotten folks of the Pima County Sheriff's Department.
What are some of the things you would change right away, Vincent?
Well, fundamentally, what you would see is leadership will be different. You'll see me in the community. I'll be working closely with civic groups, civic leaders in the community, and I'll be working very closely with the men and women who do the job on the Pima County Sheriff's Department. I have a 90-day plan that I will review over the Sheriff's Department. I will review every operation. You're not going to see the fundamental thing you will see is maybe the culture that has developed over the years. In any organization that gets large, what happens is we lose sight of the men and women who do the job, and then management sits behind a desk, and we don't really work together anymore. Leadership is going to bring that back. I'm going to change the culture of management where it's not an us versus them culture. It's going to be us together, working together. In other words, management will see themselves as the support that the men and women who are out there coming to your homes need. We'll make sure that they are supplied with the equipment, the resources, and the manpower they need, and then we will make sure that management is supporting them, and they're visibly supporting them.
It's a huge budget, isn't it, for the Pima County Sheriff's Department?
$120 million.
Yeah,
that's just taxpayer dollars.
That's big time.
Yeah.
Have you been looking at that budget? Has the sheriff been doing what he should be doing, in your opinion?
Well, the information's out there that the sheriff's budget has been increasing almost every year. I think we are making people believe that that is a bad thing. That is not necessarily a bad thing. You have to ask yourself why that budget is growing, increasingly growing. One of the – I'm going to just throw out some real quick figures, right? They're not detailed. But the county grows about 6% in population, about 6% every year. The sheriff's budget grew maybe 4%. So I can't necessarily say that it is an issue with the budget, that there are problems with the budget. I will tell you there is money being spent that should not be spent. It could be spent better. For instance, training is an issue. We send people on training, and when they come back, we don't get that information back. We have to look at who we're sending on these training missions, and they're to bring that information back. I'm going to require them to give us an after-action report, and then we're going to implement or not implement that training, but we're going to make use of it. Otherwise, what happens is we're sending people on these training trips, and it's a boondoggle. We're spending money foolishly. We're spending taxpayers' money foolishly, and we're not getting our bang for the buck when we do
where
that.
Are these trips, or where do they go?
Oh, they could be in San Diego. They could be I'd like to go to Atlantic City, but I mean, but these trips, and you'd have to really take a look at that. As the sheriff, I know I'm going to have to go on some of these trips, but really, I'm really going to look at those and make sure that it is that it's money going to be well spent by the PAC taxpayers. And if it's something that I want to attend that I don't necessarily believe will benefit the sheriff's department, but maybe help me manage that sheriff's department better, I'll pay it out of pocket.
You know, I think, Vincent, for the county residents who rely on the sheriff's department, probably the issue that is most important to them is, will there be a deputy to my home or my residence if I need a deputy in a very prompt manner?
And that's exactly right. And that's what I'm going to be concentrating on. We're going to make sure that when I look at the budget, when I look at manning, are we servicing the community properly and effectively? And that's when you're going to see me take care of the budget. I've been asked, you know, what am I going to do to cut the budget? Well, any administrator, that would be nice. Politically, I should say, yeah, I'm going to cut the budget by this much.
Yeah,
it sounds good. It sounds great to the community,
yeah,
but it would be irresponsible to do that because I know that there are things that we cannot control. And if I want to provide a service to the community, that is far more important than the money that I'm going to try and cut out of the budget.
But, of course, the response times are something that people look at, and that's big time.
That's one of the things that we are going to look at closely. Figuratively speaking, I think the deputies are doing well. Can there be improvements? Of course. In everything we do, there can always be some kind of an improvement.
Vincent Hulk, where can folks get more information about you?
Just go to my website at Hulk for Sheriff, Hulk, H-O-L-C-K, 4-F-O-R, sheriff.com, hulkforsheriff.com.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Coming up now on 1245, we'll talk about the arts. That's next. If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already, two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowland Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchases, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, the bi-monthly arts report on our program presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Family owned and run since 1985, Moe's at Fort Lowell and Dodge. Family run, as I say, they specialize in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems, Moe'sGallery.com. Linda Ray joins us now from the Tucson Weekly. Linda, who says there's nothing going on this summer?
Isn't it crazy?
We've got enough material here that we could have done our whole hour with you just talking about the arts.
Let's just talk about the summer fun things.
Yeah, like let's have some fun with our dogs.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
There is a benefit being held at Jane Hamilton Gallery for the Humane Society of Southern Arizona, and they're going to be puppies, and you can bring your own dogs. That's Friday, July 20th from 5 to 9 p.m., and, of course, it's free.
And now, did we give the location?
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's at 2980 East Skyline Drive.
So bring your dog.
Bring your dog, look at the puppies that are available to adopt, and a selection of whimsical dog paintings by Louis Mason.
Okay, that's a fun event. And something I'm looking forward to seeing at Terry Etherton's gallery, and this is something that Margaret Regan, I think, is going to be writing about in the upcoming issue of the Weekly, right?
Right. Be sure and check out this issue. It doesn't have much to do with summer, except it was found in a boathouse.
Yeah, I mean, this is some fantastic classic photographs.
Right. And Margaret's story tells all about the history and how they were found and everything. But they were assembled by a collector. It's from the estate of Julian T. Baker. And he had it in his will that he wanted Terry Etherton to sell these photographs. But they were all akimbo in this boathouse. So Terry's been trying to save them, and he's picked out some of the most amazing ones from World War II. There are some wonderful Japanese historic photographs in there. He really had a wonderful eye, and it's a privilege to be able to see these works. That opens this weekend at Etherton Gallery. That's at 135 South 6th Avenue. Their hours are, let's see, 11 to 5.
Great.
Tuesday
That's
through
at
Saturday.
The Etherton Gallery opening up this weekend. And how about this with theater, Linda Ray? We've got three openings this week. We've
Can
got
you believe
Comedy
that?
Playhouse, Live Theater Workshop, and something called the Next Theater Company. Summarize for us what we've got going
That's
here.
That's a
at
new
theater.
Thing. Well, we've got kind of one from column ABC. We have a comedy, The Comedy Genius of Montague Glass, opening at Comedy Playhouse, which is at 3620 North 1st Avenue. It opens July 20th and continues until the 29th. The Live Theater Workshop is presenting a thriller, a modern thriller called Mauritius. It's opening with a preview on July 19th. That's Thursday. And it continues through August 18th at 5317 East Speedway. The Next Theater Company is a new project at Beowulf Alley, 11 South 6th Avenue. They're performing a play called Hope, which is part of a trilogy by Jem Street, a playwright that includes faith and love. And that opens Friday as well. Can you believe that? Three in a row.
I can't believe it. So,
well, there's also some fun stuff. Some summer fun.
Go ahead.
There's this crazy thing going on at Colors where there's a Tempest du Jour leads a game show. And the one coming up on Saturday, July 21st at 7 is going to be Family Feud. It's a retro night. And then one team is going to be from Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation, which is going to be the beneficiary of this event. But it's going to be crazy fun. And there's also a mystery dinner at Hotel Congress involving, somebody's going to get killed in the middle of dinner. And Dillinger has something to do with it, of course, because it's Congress.
Is there something about that in the upcoming Weekly
as
well?
Yes, there is. Actually, Laura Owen has written up both of those events under Performing Arts. So take a look on Thursday. Another reason to pick up the Weekly.
Linda Ray of the Weekly is with us on the Buckmaster Show. It's our bi-monthly arts report presented by Moe's Gallery, moesgallery.com. Now, what about the going back to visual arts, Florence Quarter Gallery? I had that one earmarked
that fun?
To talk about as well.
That is the Southwest University of Visual Arts. It's the gallery there, and that's located at 2538 North Country Club. That's more summer fun. That's an exhibit of work by illustrators who include cartoonists like Max Cannon, whose cartoon appears in the weekly and in about 100 other weeklies around the country. One of the illustrators from Magic the Gathering and Dungeons and Dragons, his work is going to be there. And then there's another artist who's done more than 20 picture books. So it's illustration that conveys wit or a message of some kind, and that's going to be opening.
That's at the Southwest University of Visual Arts.
Right.
And that's on North Country Club, and that opens up this.
Well, it's already opened. It's closing. This is like the last week that you'll be able to see it. So last chance. Get out there and have some fun on the walls.
We haven't talked about music. St. Philip's in the Hills really presents a wonderful summer series, the St. Philip's in the Hills Friends of Music.
Oh, you know, wait until you see what they have lined up for the fall and winter. I've just been working on that, so keep your eye out for that. But yeah, they have, let's see, July 22nd, they've had a series ongoing, but July 22nd, which is Sunday, Ben Nesbitt plays violin and pianist Elena Mirachitska. They present a program of works by Mozart and Brahms. So that's going to be fabulous at St. Philip's in the Hills. The sound there is, of course,
impeccable. Oh, it's wonderful. You know,
4440
we love,
North
you know music, Linda, and it's great acoustics, and we love that venue, don't we, for St. Philip's in the Hills. How about literature? Anything going on in the realm of literature?
Yeah, there are actually three wonderful readings coming up. Edge 46. I don't know if you know about Casa Libre and La Solana, but they really support emerging artists, and they have a resident program and all of that. That's at 228 North 4th Avenue. And at 7:30 tomorrow, Wednesday, the 18th, Elizabeth Brown, Sarah Kortmeyer, and Lawrence Leonard will read from their works. This is a good thing to watch for in the weekly and elsewhere for this Edge series, because they bring up-and-coming artists, not just from Tucson, but from around the world. So it gives Tucson poets a chance to perform.
And it's called Edge 46?
This is Edge 46. It's the 46th of the series. So the next one will be Edge 47.
Okay.
So it goes on a lot. You should see that. Also, Mujeres que Escriben. This is a group of Latina writers, and they've been published and have given readings everywhere. They are closing the Raíces Taller exhibit called
Women
Chubasco.
Who Write.
Women Who Write. It's called Chubasco. And so there's a closing reception for that.
And the Rhesus Gallery is at,
218
East 6th Street.
East 6th Street.
So we've done, there's one more literature event, right?
That we want to mention. The resident. There's a resident poet at the U of A Poetry Center. And he's a prose writer, actually. His name is Harrison Candelaria Fletcher. And also a Tucson writer, Naomi Ben-Aaron, will read from their work from 7 to 8 p.m. Thursday, July 19th. So you can hear poetry readings 2 days in a row if you want.
And visual arts, we mentioned the Etherton event that's coming up. And, of course, some of the museums in town certainly do not close anything, but they've been putting up some great shows in the summer. We've got Tucson Museum of Art. We've got MoCA, the Modern Museum, all putting on really good summer shows.
I want to call, and just because I know people are sometimes looking for something unique to do.
Okay.
I'd like to talk for a minute about the Monterey Court Cafe. It's the Monterey Court Studio Galleries at 505 West Miracle Mile. Monterey Court is part of this movement to kind of revive the old Miracle Mile spirit.
You know, with all the neon and everything from the 1950s.
They put up all the neon.
Oh, yes.
Well, if you followed around, this one kind of anchors the far end across the street from Evergreen Cemetery. And they have taken this old court, like a drive-in court from the
50s. Like a motor court.
And they have made all the little rooms into galleries. They have live music there on the weekend, so people can go and explore something new and happening in town at Monterey Court. I should tell you where that is.
Yeah, that's going on this weekend?
Yep, 505 West Miracle Mile. They're especially this weekend having an exhibit of Karen Bellamy's mixed media works on paper.
Linda Ray, we're going to out of time, but I'm very pleased. I've got a big smile on my face because we managed to get through everything we wanted to get through on our art support. Linda, thank you very much.
Thanks.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. Thanks a lot.
Looking forward to it.
The bi-monthly art support on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Buckmaster is also presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. And what kind of water do we drink here on the Buckmaster Show? Culligan water. Why do we like Culligan? Well, folks, it simply tastes better. That's going to do it for our Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We'll do it all over again tomorrow at 12:04. We hope you have a great afternoon. See you tomorrow.
KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, the voice, Good News Radio Network.